How many are excited about what God wants to do in your lives? Amen. How many believe God wants to move in your lives? Amen. A lot of times we exclude ourselves from what God wants to do. But this morning I want you to know that you are important to the kingdom of God. Amen. Very important. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Before we get started this morning, we just want to embrace Anthony. His father passed away this last week, I believe, right, Anthony? A week and a half ago or so. And then right shortly after, Christine's mom passed away. So we want to embrace you and the boys as well and give our hearts condolences as well as to Marissa and Gabe and the family. Amen. And I know our sister Susie as well, her mom passed away. And we want to, when you see her, give her love and condolences. And may the Lord comfort you guys during this time. Amen. Our God is a good God and He knows what you need. And that's why He came, to be a joy and an uplifter in times of need. Amen. Praise God. You know, the Lord knew that the world needed a Savior. Amen. He knew that the people of that day and age, I think I'm supposed to turn these off. It's like my birthday. Amen. You know, the Lord knew that the world needed encouragement. There was a lot going on. There was a lot happening. And the Lord knew that something had to change. And He has perfect plan was starting to be revealed and unfolded. And that's why Jesus came to this world. And the thing about it is, the reason He came is so that He would give us a hope and an understanding of how God sees things. Amen? Because a lot of times we see things through our eyes and we can get very discouraged and very disappointed very quickly. Or we are moved by emotions or situations in our life, and we can be at high levels and we can be at very low levels. But the Lord wants to bring a consistency in each of our lives. He wants us to know and be able to understand that He is a God that cares for each one of you. You're important to Him. Amen? And the beautiful thing about it is, not only are you important to Him, He's drawing you closer. He wants you to know Him, and He wants you to understand how much He loves each and every one of you. Because the thing is we live in a very hard world, don't we? I mean, you can say amen to that. It's difficult at times. Situations happen. And you know what? There's sometimes things that happen to us that keep us up late at night. Amen. But the Lord is saying, I come so that you find peace in Him. And you understand that God is working on your behalf. He's moving mountains so that He can make a way for you. Amen. That's the God we serve. Amen. And He's a good God. And I really believe that we're living in exciting times because God is bringing a wave of His Spirit. Amen. I really believe for the people that are seeking God, they're going to see the greatness and the move of God in their lives. I really believe that there is like a tsunami coming with the Spirit of God that is moving and shifting things. Because you know what? The enemy has had his way long enough. How many can say amen to that? And God is saying, I am going to bring my Spirit full of power, and I'm going to change some things. I'm going to move buildings. I'm going to move some things in the spiritual realm so that people start seeing and knowing that the greatness of God is still available for His people. Amen. I really believe there is a shifting in attitudes, the way we think, the way we approach our ministry, the way we see things, and the way we believe. I really believe God is calling people to certain areas in ministry in your lives that maybe you've never thought of before. He's saying it's time for you to rise up and become what God sees in you. Amen? Amen. I really believe that God is turning up the heat in each one of our lives. How many can say amen to that? We need to get excited. We need to get fired up for the kingdom of God. You know what? It seems like everybody else is having a good time, and we as Christians that know the truth and should be excited are the ones that are living like we're waiting for something. We are waiting for the coming of the Lord. But you know what? The thing about it is, He says, live every day to the fullest. He says that He gives us life and life abundant. Amen. I really believe there should be a joy and an encouragement in each one of us. Amen. And I really believe that the Lord is saying that we need to stay in an atmosphere of worship in our lives. Amen? An atmosphere of worship, because it says that the Lord dwells in His worship and the praises of His people, it brings down His presence. So therefore, wherever you are, wherever you go, let the praises of your God just radiate. Let the worship that's in your heart call upon God. Let it just saturate your presence wherever you're at and whatever you're doing, because God wants to bring His presence down to His people so that you know that God is with you. Amen. God wants us to have an encounter with Jesus. You know, when Jesus came, it changed the world on the day that he was born. It changed the world because there was a new hope and a new understanding. There was a new excitement and a new energy. There was even signs and wonders in the sky. You know that song that says, "Star of wonder, star of light"? I heard a story that why it was a star of wonder, because usually everything moves, I think, as the world spins from the west to the east or the east to the west. I can't remember. Yeah, from the east to the west. But what made this star so different, it was moving from the south to the north. It was moving in a different direction. And that's why they called it a star of wonder, because it wasn't moving according to the rest of the stars. In other words, it was leading something different. And I really believe that that's what the Lord is saying. He's going to change some things in your life, because everything, we get used to everything being the same. Everything being the same. And the Lord is saying, I'm coming to bring wonder and miracles and expectation into your life. A spiritual understanding that you understand how good and how great God really is. How many are ready for that? Amen? Amen? It says, let's turn our Bibles to Matthew 9. And I really want to just grab this scripture and chew it up and see what the Lord shows us from this, because it's so important. Sometimes you read scripture and sometimes the scripture kind of grabs you and allows you to be part of it. And that's kind of what the Lord showed me here through this scripture. It's in Matthew 9, verse 27 through 30. It says, when Jesus departed from there, it says, two blind men followed him, crying and saying, Son of David, have mercy on us. Men, how many of you sometimes are calling to God because there's something going on in your life and you know that you need the Lord? You need God's intervention. You need a move of God. You're seeking God because you know he's the only one that can change that. Amen? And these two individuals were following Jesus at this time, were blind. I really believe that sometimes we are blinded to certain things God is doing and we don't understand them. And we're seeking God. And sometimes God will show us and sometimes he won't. Because the thing about it is that's where faith and trust come in. That we put our faith and our trust in God, that we know that he is in control. The thing about it is sometimes what are we blinded to and what are we blinded from? Because a lot of times we want to see things the way we expect to see them. Amen? And we don't want to, we're so busy trying to figure things out on our own that we're not allowing God, our eyes to be open to be able to see the spiritual realm. Amen? So it says that they were following him and they were saying, Son of David, have mercy on us. How many of you had called out to God and say, Lord, I really need you. Father, I really need help in this situation. Right now I'm going through difficulty. I receive bad news. Something difficult is going on in my life, and Lord, I need you. Amen? When you're in a state of urgency, it's very easy to get on your knees and call out to God. Well, sometimes in our lives, we're so comfortable that we forget that we should always constantly be calling out to God. Amen? I really believe that these individuals knew that God had the answer. That's why they followed and they were pursuing Jesus, because they knew he had the answer. And it says that they followed him. It says, and when he had come into the house, it says the blind men came to him. And Jesus said to them, do you believe that I am able? Do you believe that I am able to do this? How many of you realize that the Lord is still asking, do you believe that I am able? Do you believe that I am able? There are some things in your life that you are pursuing God for and you're believing God can help you. But the Lord is saying, do you believe that I am able? See, you've got to believe it in your heart that God is God. Because like I said earlier, if you believe that he is the son of a carpenter, that's who he is. He's the son of a carpenter. He's good at making furniture. He's good at cutting wood. He's good at carving. He's good at making things with wood. And that's what he is. But I really believe that if you believe that he's greater than that, that if you really believe that he is something that God sent down from heaven to change the world and to change your situation and your circumstances, and to be one that you can trust and you can believe in. I really believe that the calling is up to us. Because do you believe that I am able? That's what he asked them. Do you believe that I am able? I believe he's still asking the same question. Do you believe that I am able? And they said to him, this is important. Yes, Lord. Then he touched their eyes, saying, according to your faith, let it be to you. You know, the amazing part that I really saw in this scripture is God knows who he is and what he's able to do. But do we believe and know what he's able to do? In other words, the blind men were seeking him for something that they needed. And when they came to him, they were asking, can you touch us? Can you heal us? And the Lord says to them, do you believe I am able? But then he said to them, and they said, yes. Then he said, then he touched them and he says, according to your faith, let it be to you. In other words, according to what you believe I am able to do, let it happen to you. And I think a lot of times we need to understand what that really means in our lives, because I really believe that's where we see things through our eyes instead of seeing things through God's eyes. See, we limit the greatness of God in our lives. Because if God is saying, do you believe I am able? Notice that he says, I am. What did he tell Moses when Moses went to him? He says, I am. Who shall I say sent me? I am. So do you believe I am? Do you believe I am? So Jesus was even referring back to the Old Testament saying, do you believe I am? And then he says that I am able. In other words, what I did back then, in other words, the miracles that I performed for Moses to set the people free, bring them out of bondage, open up the Red Sea, send down the plagues, bring water from a rock. Amen. What I am did back then, do you believe I am? And can I still do that for you? In other words, I am the same yesterday, I am the same today, and I am the same tomorrow. So the thing is he did it in the Old Testament, he did it in the New, and he's still saying today, do you believe I can do it now? And that's the thing is, the power of being able to believe and to trust in God is something that each one of us have to adopt in our own lives to be able to embrace and say, I believe my God is able. And I believe he's the same God that did the miracles of the Old Testament, and he did them in the New Testament, and he's still doing them now. But see, you've got to come to that place to believe him and be able to trust him. In other words, we've got to be able to see things through the eyes of God instead of seeing things through our own eyes. Amen? The thing about it is, do you see what the Lord sees in you? See, the Lord knew he could heal them. But he knew that inside of them there was a belief and a trust that he needed to speak to, so that belief and that trust and that faith could come out. According to what you believe, according to your faith, let it be done. So the Lord is still saying that to each of us. How much of a portion of faith, how much of a portion of belief, how much do you trust God is in you so that you can see the answers coming forth that your God has for you? Amen? Isn't it amazing when the prophet went to the widow and all she said is, all I have is a little bit of oil. All I have is a little bit of oil. And the prophet said to her, go and gather all the containers in your house, and even go and gather the containers from your neighbors. Get as many containers as you have. And go into your house and close the doors and the windows, the prophet said. And pour that little bit of oil into each jar. And you know what? As she started pouring the little bit of oil, it filled up the first jar. It filled up the second jar. It filled up the next jar. In other words, it started filling every jar that was in the house. And then the Lord said, the prophet said to the widow, go and sell the oil. That will clear your debt and you can live off the rest of it. Isn't that amazing? But it's that little bit. See, sometimes we don't believe we have what it takes, but there's a little bit of something in you that God can use. And I really believe that that's what God is saying. I want to bring out that little bit so that it become greater and much so that it provide for you in areas of your spiritual walk that you've never seen before. God is calling out the little bit in each one of us so that he can bring us into greatness. Amen. It's a beautiful thing to be able to be used by God. See, God sees the gifts and the talents and the abilities that are in each one of you. And he sees them and he knows what you can do. We are the ones that disqualify ourselves because of everything we've done in our past. Understand that when you came to Jesus, some of us may have to deal with some of our decisions or some of the things we did. But God is saying, I want to progress from here. I want to lead you into your future. I want to lead you into something that is better and greater than the things you're leaving behind. But see, we dwell so much on our failures, on the things that we did. God is saying, I'm a progressive God. I look to the future. God never talks about what you did. He's always talking of where he wants to take you. In fact, even with the people of Israel, when they got out of Egypt, he never talked about taking them back. They were the ones saying, Egypt had, we had things in Egypt. We had this back there. We had that. And God would say, you've got to understand what I have for you in the promised land. He always was a God that was progressing and wanting to show his people where he was leading them. So I ask you, do you believe that God is able? And do you believe he's progressing you into your life, into something better? And are we willing to yield to what God is taking us into? Amen. Inside of each one of you, there is great potential. And God sees that potential. You know, it's kind of like a loving father or a loving mother. You know, as our children were small, I always called my daughter princess. I always called her beautiful things. I always encouraged her in different ways because that's the way I saw her. Amen? I never spoke about some of the things she did wrong. I never spoke about putting her down. I always was uplifting to her. And the loving Father is saying the same thing to each one of us. He sees you and he's an uplifter of our heads. He's one that comes to encourage you. He wants to see the best happening in your life. Amen? You know, the thing about it is, he told Joshua, be strong and courageous. Do not fear. Be strong and courageous. And I really believe that the Lord is still saying the same thing to us. Be strong and courageous. Do you realize that faith, courage, let me just find what I wrote down. It was really good. Courage inspires faith, and faith brings out courage. Because if you are excited about something and you're able to say, I want to do it, it brings faith. And when you're doing it, all of a sudden the faith encourages you to do it better and to get better. You know, the thing about it is, it's amazing how sometimes people will see the qualities and the gifts that are inside of you more so than you see them in yourself. You know, if you're around somebody for some time, you see their strengths. You see their gifts. You see their talents. And that's the thing, is God is saying, as you see those gifts, speak those gifts into the people around you so that they can start walking and experiencing their gifts. Amen? Because the thing is, we've got to start seeing things through God's eyes instead of seeing things through the eyes of men. Amen? I'm going to read the same scripture, and I'm going to read it through, it's called the Passion Translation. It says, as Jesus left the house, two blind men began following him, shouting out over and over, Son of David, show mercy on us and heal us. And they followed him right into the house where Jesus was standing. So Jesus asked them, do you believe that I have the power to restore sight to your eyes? They replied, yes, Lord, we believe. Then Jesus put his hands over their eyes and said, you will have what your faith expects. And instantly their eyes were open and they could see. Then Jesus warned them sternly, make sure that you do not tell no one what just happened. Amen. The reason I wanted to read it through that, because sometimes some translations make it a little easier to understand. Because the thing is, when we come to Jesus, do we believe he is everything he says he is? Do you really believe Jesus can change your situation? Do you really believe Jesus can change the circumstance around you? Amen? Do you believe he is able? Amen? I like what the Lord was showing me. Blind, but they did not allow what they did not have to keep them from pursuing what they were supposed to have. See, a lot of times you feel because you're inadequate or something in your life is holding you back. These individuals were blind, but it didn't keep them from pursuing what they knew they needed. In other words, how many of you give up too soon because you feel you have certain things that you can't do because of your limitations in your own human being life? What God is saying, you disabled yourselves from receiving what God has because you stopped pursuing the things that God has for you. And we've got to be able to say, no, I know I'm blind, but I know God has what he has for me. And I'm going to pursue him until I find the answer. Because the thing is, some of us give up too soon and we forget that the one we seek and the one that we pursue is the one that has everything we need. Amen? They used what they had. Even though blind, they used what they had to pursue the one for what they did not have. Amen? Grab that for a while. Because the thing is, you've got to pursue what you know is rightfully yours through the eyes of God. Do not stay, in other words, in situations in your life. Seek the one that can change those situations. It's up to us if we want to stay there or if we really want to grow. And I really believe that means that there is changes that need to be made. God is a God that says, I am a God that comes to shake your lives. I am a God that comes to make things different in your life. But you've got to be able to let go of some things and pursue him and trust him. Because so many times it's easy to get comfortable with where we're at in life. We say, you know what, this is the way it should be. I guess this is the way it's expected to be. You know what, I really believe that God wants to come and bless you. He wants to bless your marriages. He wants to bless your families. He wants to know, let you know that he is God. But you know what, we've got to be able to say, Lord, I trust you. I believe you. I'm going to grab a hold of you. I'm going to pursue you, Lord. And I'm not going to give up, even though through my inadequacies and the things that I don't have, I am going to continue to pursue you, Lord, because I trust what I need, you have. In other words, I know you have it, Lord, and I'm going to follow you. Because you know what? It is easy to give up in our lives. It's easy to throw in the towel because that's what we're being taught in this world. You know what? Just accept where you're at. You don't have to work hard. You don't have to do this. People will give you what you need and this and that. But God is saying, no, we've got to get those, be those individuals that are seeking the greatness of God, knowing that there is great rewards for those that pursue God, knowing that God is a God that is able to meet us, and what we don't have, he has, and he says that he's going to give it to us. Amen. It says in the word of God that he's the father of a thousand cattle and a thousand hills. In other words, I am the one that have all riches. I have everything you need. Why are we following and pursuing things and leading us to different places and taking our eyes off of God? I really believe that God is calling a people for such a time as this to rise up and be what God wants you to be. There are people around you that need encouragement. There are people around you that need to be able to be spoken to, encouraged in their lives. You know, as I look at the boys that I'm coaching, I don't know what their past has been. I just know what my expectancy is and how they're not meeting those expectancies. You know, the Lord looks at you and says, I know what your past was, but there are certain things that I know you can do. And He's stirring in our hearts so that we can achieve those things in our lives. But yet, even as the players, they've got to believe it to be able to achieve it. You've got to believe that God is working and doing some things in your life so that you can achieve greatness in your life. You know, it's amazing to me how, as believers in God, we believe so many things that are spoken to us, but we don't believe what God says. God says in His Word that every promise that's in the Word of God is for each and every one of us. God says that in His Word that He will never leave you nor forsake you. God says that He is your encourager, He's your inspiration, He's your peace, He's your joy, and He should be your first love. The Lord is challenging us so that we can put our eyes on Him and start pursuing Him and start seeing and walking in the favor and in the blessing of God. I really believe that God wants to open doors for you that have not been opened before. And He's going to start closing doors in your life that you've wanted closed. It says in the Word of God that He is Almighty God. What He closes, no man can open. No man can open. And what He opens, no man can close. He's saying that He wants to bring down what is in heaven unto His children here so that we can walk and understand what the glory of God is. That we can walk with definition of heaven here on earth. So that when we get to heaven, we're not surprised. Because we've been experiencing it here. That's what the Lord is wanting. But the thing about it is, how many of us, we hold on to our own character. We hold on to what we've been taught. We hold on to what we think that is the only way, that's the only thing I know, and that's what how it's got to be. We continue to do the same thing over and over again from our past, and we continue to allow our emotions, our anger, our frustrations to surface that cause a lot of difficulty in our lives. The Lord is saying, I'm a change. I'm going to bring change. I wanted you guys to start understanding that what you are battling with can be changed. How many of you want to see some anger gone in your lives? How many of you want to see some of those emotional roller coasters that are in your life being changed? How many of you want to see some things that you struggle with being left behind? But see, that's where each one of us need to be real with God. You got to get before God and say, Lord, I need your help with my anger. Lord, I need your help with my jealousy. Lord, I need your help with even knowing how to love. Maybe you don't know how to love. Maybe you've been beat up. Maybe you've been told things from your past and you carry that. But you know what? God is a God that says, if you draw nigh to me, I will draw nigh to you. And He comes to help us in changing everything that we struggle with. God wants to change some things in your life. If there's some things in your life that you know aren't right, go before God and say, Lord, help me to see these things through your eyes instead of through my eyes. Where there is hope. Where I can change. You know, the beautiful thing about it is when you say something and you really mean it from your heart, the Lord says that He can shift things and change things for you. It's when we only, you know, the thing is on this last Wednesday, it talked about the teaching that we had with Perry Stone. It talked about all the bones in the church. It talked about the different bones. And he talked about the jawbone. The people that talk about it but never do anything. Amen? We talk and we talk. Oh, I'm going to do this. I'm going to change this. I'm going to do this. But we never do anything. God is saying we need to stop being jawbones and we need to start being backbones. We need to be able to back up what we speak and start living the way God wants us to. Because you know what? It's time that we stop talking about things and we start becoming doers of the Word of God. We start living the way God is calling us. We start seeing and experiencing the promises of God. We start experiencing God like never before. How many of you ready for that? But with that comes a lot of change. With that comes a lot of shifting in our lives. With that comes a lot of letting go of things in our lives. You know, I really believe God is calling each of us to a place of His greatness. But we can only experience it if we really see Him as our Lord. If you want to keep God far away from you, He will stay there. But if you want to draw close to God, He will draw as close as you want Him to be. The Lord is, He's an awesome God. He wants joy in your life. He wants there to be peace in your life. The struggles of this world, He wants to silence them. He wants you to know that He's above every situation. And He has the answer for every circumstance or problem you face. But we as a people need to trust Him. We need to put God in His rightful place and believe that He's able. Because you know what? So many times we settle and we never see the greatness of God. I really believe that God is calling His people to stop settling and start rising up. Start experiencing God like never before. You know, we're going into a new season. You know, with Christmas comes the new year quickly. Everything's happening. Isn't it amazing how fast time is going? It's unbelievable. Unbelievable. It looks like you show up to work and it's time to go already. Amen? And nothing got done. You know, it's amazing how fast things happen in our lives. But I really believe God is calling a people for such a time as this to be able to experience God like never before. You know, to be able to put Jesus in His rightful place. To be able to embrace the Lord because He is God supreme. I really believe that the Lord is stirring a people so that we can experience God like never before. How many of you are ready to experience God? How many of you are really ready to celebrate the Lord in your life? But the thing about it is, do not limit God. Do not limit God. You know, I see these little kids, they're ready to do their play. They're ready to do what God's called them to be. Amen? How many of us really get excited about what God wants to do in your life? How many of you get excited to the point that, you know what, it doesn't matter what's going on. I need to speak it. I need to tell it. I need to live it. And that's what the Lord is saying for us today. Do you see things through the eyes of God in your life? Or do you see it through your own eyes? Do you see it through your own eyes? I really believe God is saying that He's calling us as a people to start seeing and recognizing God through His eyes. Open your spiritual eyes. Because when you open your spiritual eyes, all of a sudden, it's, do you believe I am able? Do you believe I am able? I really believe that's the question that the Lord gives us today. Do you believe I am able? You know, when they were working with these young kids, they probably said, I don't think I can. But there was people that said, I believe you're able. I believe you're able. So when they started to believe is when they're able to do something. And God is saying the same thing to you. If you start to believe, all things become possible for those who put their trust in God. Amen. So we're going to hand it over to the young kids this morning. All things, amen. It's a beautiful thing to see young individuals just giving love to God. Amen. That's what it's all about. This morning we're going to have communion. So if we could have those that are going to be giving communion, praise God. Amen. Father, let us never forget all that you did, how you surrendered everything that you were so that we could have much for believing in you. Father, we do this in remembrance of you. We take the bread. And we drink the cup. And we say thank you for all that you did for us, Father. We remember you, Lord. Jesus, thank
you. You are here. You are holy. We are standing.
You give us safety as we travel home. Amen. The Lord will give us safety. You know, one of the things I ask this morning is that our mindset be able to embrace that our God is a God that can do all things. Let's not limit our God no more. Let's start trusting in Him and believing in His greatness. Let's put our eyes on Him in a different way this morning. Knowing that when we call on Him, everything changes. No matter what you're going through in life or what's been said or what you're facing, tell God, I trust you, my God. And I believe you can do it. I've seen the Lord do great things. I've seen the Lord heal people. I've seen the Lord restore marriages. I've seen the Lord change circumstances and situations financially. And I've seen Him do great things in our lives as pastors. He is a good God. Believe Him. Believe in Him. Father, I thank you, Lord, that, Lord, we are your people. Help us, Father, to shift from this worldly mentality to a spiritual realm, Father, of knowing who you are in your fullness. The Father that we can experience you like never before. The Father that the greatness of who you are may be seen in our lives. Father, I pray, Father, for a restoration of a spiritual eye-opening creation in each one of us. The Father, that our hearts be transformed to see the greatness of who you are. Even as these young children came and gave gifts to you, Father, we want to give you our hearts. We want to give you our minds, Father, so that we may believe and understand who you truly, truly are. The fullness of our God. No more limiting you, Father, in our lives. Father, we want to let go of all our bad habits, of all our bad trash, the garbage that we carry, Father. We want to lay it down and say, Father, we want to move forward in you. We want to experience you, my God. Father, I thank you for your people. Let us walk in obedience and let us see the greatness of God. Father, I even pray, Lord, that you bless, Father, the food that was prepared. Bless, Father, each and everyone that's here. Father, and as we travel home, we pray for safety, safety on the roads as people travel. Father, we're grateful that we have a God that hears the cries of his people. Let our hearts be everything that you want us to be. In the mighty name of Jesus. And everyone says, give each other a hug. Amen. Praise the Lord.